Even when everyone thinks it is perfect, if you are conscientious, your conscience says, try to get further. You should always do a little bit more than you can, in quality and in quantity. P.K.S. Iyengar. Welcome above the plane. I'm Jake Lawrence, your host. I want to speak on the subject of movement in cardio, endurance, bodyweight effort format. Okay, and this can involve equipment. This can involve just simply bodyweight, such as running or swimming. And we're going to talk a little bit about effort in a duration or extended fashion versus intervals. You know, just the different demands and the smart approach to adapting each demand and understanding, you know, how much mental energy is required, how much skill is required to make these things functional, but also to so that they provide a benefit to you without the detriments that may arise. So I want to touch on the topic of endurance or time, okay? And we'll use a few different modalities. Number one is going to be the rower, whether it's a concept 2 rower, such as that, the Airdyne, or sometimes they're called fan bikes, using air as resistance. Those are the bikes where your legs and arms move simultaneously. Okay, similar to the rower. Rower, legs drive the arms, arms drive full body effort. Okay, resistance effort. Running, which is accelerated pace, it's effort. Walking, bicycling, and swimming. These are things that are very easily accessible, that are implemented and utilized by a lot of people, some with a lot of success, okay? And some maybe becoming disillusioned by the activities. So if we look at extended endurance, if you look at how you can keep something going for a long period of time, what pops in my mind first is hiking or walking, okay? Covering distance, requiring a level of patience that exceeds most people's tolerance with movement, maybe isolated movement, you know, outside, covering ground, exposed to the elements, all those different factors, okay? And so you're moving at a pace that's sustainable for many, many hours, okay? Meaning your heart rate's not getting too high, your body's not getting too fatigued, you're just at your own kind of all-day pace, okay? This is extended endurance. Bicycling comes up as number 2 for me, because you're on a machine that's efficient, you're rolling on wheels. So your body's is not touching the ground, the earth. There's no impact forces. If your bike has gears, you can make it lessen the resistance as you go uphill. You can increase the resistance as you go downhill, or if you're on a flat area without wind, okay? This propels you forward. You cover more distance in less time, okay? So the efficiency is very, very high. Impact is very, very low. These are things that fall really nicely into the extended endurance approach to cardiovascular fitness, right? And some of these are directly opposite to high intensity efforts. Now, a person who is skilled mentally and physically can take any endeavor, okay? Control the elements they can control, use the skill set they've developed to extend any of these activities. I mean, that could be a cardio machine, could be Airdyne, could be your Concept 2 rower, you know, any of those things. It could be running at an elevated pace. This requires skill, requires time, repetition, and most of all, it requires skill, because if your movement pattern is not skilled, OK, Okay, if your body's not in proper alignment, if you're not utilizing the movement correctly, okay, then the extended aspect of it is going to be problematic. And this is why I avoid mentioning these activities within the extended endurance realm, okay? Because an extended endurance, I should clarify, is pretty much anything over 20 minutes, right? For a lot of people, 90 minutes is probably the minimum, and then upwards of like 3 hours is probably a pretty comfortable maximum, right? So, but for most of us that are spending time in the gym or maybe trying to maximize our time working within limitations, 20 minutes is a good indicator, greater than 20 minutes for extended endurance. Those movements, those modalities of exercise, the Aerodyne, concept to running, are highly impactful on your system, okay? Many repetitions under resistance or load effort can cause problems, okay? So what you wanna do, we're gonna speak to those in our best approach utilizing those methods is the interval method, okay? Is practicing with force, okay, for a short period of time. And I'm going to say that period of time should be a minimum of 30 seconds, okay, and a maximum, upper maximum of 2 minutes. Some could say go longer, go to three. I think two is a good cutoff, and it's safe to say that a two-minute hard effort is plenty long to elicit the physical changes that you're seeking and desire, but it could be as little as 30 seconds. And here we're programming in rest periods, okay? And the less experience you have, the more I want your rest to equal your work, okay? And rest is not necessarily passive. You will be moving at a very easy pace to absorb what just happened in the hard interval, okay? So got some factors there. So if I'm doing 30-30s, 30 seconds hard, 30 seconds very easy, okay, a good target would be to do 10 of those. It's a 10-minute interval workout of which 50% of the time was effort, okay? Again, controllable and effort again is a very scalable term. It just depends on you, okay? You are efforting, so you control what that pace is, how much distance you cover, effort, heart rate, all those variables are chosen by you, okay? With the idea and the intention to finish that workout, not burn out real early, but to actually finish and complete that workout, okay? So think about that. Think about those things, right? Think about the best use of a machine, okay? When you're working within a time frame constraints or skill set constraints, you know? So if you're not skilled, you should not be efforting for an extended period of time on these implements or even running, okay? Because those things, are your form, your ability, your mindset, your knowledge is extremely important to find success, okay, on those different elements. But instinctually, when we give effort in a short period of time, okay, instinctually, intuitively, the body will know what to do, okay, if shown proper technique. It'll know, okay, this is what we do. I can stay focused for this short time period and then refocus again, right? So effective use, effective programming is going to be, for most of us that are operating in these windows, to utilize the interval format, to implement high intensity intervals, okay? Ideally, I would recommend that you spend 3 days a week moving, okay, for more of an extended period of time, right? Not trying to elicit the same feeling that comes from your strength training sessions or interval sessions, but more of a relaxed, hey, easy pace, absorption, processing things mentally, coming up with questions maybe in your mind and working through possible solutions, enjoying time with someone else, okay? Sharing moments, sharing space. So pretty short and sweet, pretty simple. Extended endurance, you're walking, you're hiking, you're biking, okay? You could even be swimming if you're very skilled at it at a leisurely pace. High intensity interval training. We're looking at machine workouts. We're looking at running / sprinting, okay? We're looking at maybe if you're swimming, again, you're sprinting and resting. You're efforting and then you're relaxing, okay? So important to recognize the difference between the two. If you are asked to do something extended on a piece of equipment or in a modality you don't have confidence in, you have to either A, greatly decrease your effort, very, very controlled, easy effort. So eliminate this idea that you are competing during that time period. Okay, it's self-preservation, right? Or you have to pivot and say, this is not part of my fitness program. I don't feel comfortable, and do something else. Because a lot of times when you see a challenge and you think to do it, or you're in a group and it's presented to you, you're not responding with any sort of logic. It's more pulling on your emotion of the energy of the group or of the challenge presented to you, all right? But again, we're seeking longevity. Longevity is your ability to keep engaging in these activities over time and as time passes, okay? And that's the key. It's not having some breakthrough moment because you did some workout. It just doesn't exist because the effects go away so quickly afterwards. Instead, we want longevity. We want you doing these things you do now with understanding, okay, of their effects, right, of their possible outcomes, so you can implement those throughout the course of your life. And through that repetition, you will become better, okay, more efficient, right, much more confident. With confidence comes conscious, clear intention, right? So when you have that conscious, clear intention, when you go into a movement that you know is successful, you know that can change your either the way you look, your image, or the way you feel, right, in your mind and body, that action alone is going to elicit and cause the result, because you mentally engaged become the result. Without that mental engagement, without that knowledge, without that skill set and that repetition, those movements are simply movements. Movements that add up to complete a workout, okay? Remember, completing a workout does not, I repeat, does not result in your physicality, okay? Lifestyle, that means becoming your workout, right? Understanding what you're doing, moving with intention, okay? Utilizing decisive dedication, right? That's where that quote comes in from Iyengar, okay, of going a little bit further in quality and quantity, okay? And that comes when you have mastered the skill. When you've become a product of repetition, you can ask yourself and pose that question of, can I, will I, or can't I, won't I? So that's all for today. Hopefully this clarified a few things or maybe made you think a little bit on the topic of endurance, movement, and high intensity interval training, utilizing cardio formats. Till next time, I'm Jake Lawrence, Above the Plane.